Do not forget the works of the Lord. It's amazing how sometimes a very simple phrase can reach our hearts like that, our psalm response. Do not forget the works of the Lord. As we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross, I realize that so often I do forget. Even though we have so many reminders as Catholics of the cross in our churches, our homes, our schools, our hospitals, how often do we look at the cross and not remember what it means, not call to mind the works of the Lord? But the cross tells the greatest story of love that's ever been told. That God so loved the world that He allowed His only Son to be lifted up on the most horrifying instrument of human torture of His time. It sounds a little different putting it in that language, but that's what the cross was in the first century when the Jews looked at the cross, and as kids they would have seen these instruments of torture along the highways as they were little kids and been taught to be afraid of the Romans, because that is what you do if you do not follow their laws. The cross is a horrifying thing. So it's a little strange, perhaps, that we say we should lift it up, we should exalt it, we should glory in the cross. But we need to look a little deeper to remember what it says to us about the works of the Lord. It tells about a love that is unmatched in the history of the world. It tells about a love that we really cannot explain. It's a love that is beyond all telling. It's a love that has proven itself more powerful than death. It's a love that has overcome injustice and hatred, violence, jealousy, rejection and betrayal. And what's more, it's a love that was totally undeserved. Perhaps so much so that humanity wouldn't even have hoped to receive a love of that kind. When we lift the cross up high, we're telling this story of love. That God loved us so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to give His life for us. He loved us so much that even though He knew that we would put Him to death, and not just an ordinary death, but a terrible death, death on a cross, a humiliating, painful death, God loved us so much that He was willing to send His Son to endure that for our sake. And what's more, far from being the condemnation that we might imagine that it would be, that we deserve after crucifying the Lord of life, this cross has become the source of healing for all of us who are afflicted by the venomous poison of sin. So if this story is true, if the cross is really not just the gruesome death of some first century criminal or some badly misunderstood preacher in that Roman-occupied territory, if the cross really is true, if it really is God's Son showing us the depth of God's love for us, then certainly it's not strange to lift it up. We should glory in the cross, lift it high, and it should help us to never forget the work of the Lord. Now, my friends, this story, the greatest story ever told, is still playing itself out. As I began here 2 months ago, I began by inviting us all to renew our pursuit of true discipleship of Jesus and not just call ourselves Christians. Now, at every baptism, I remind those gathered that to be a disciple of Jesus means to be His follower and literally to go where He has gone, through death, to resurrection. Right? That's the meaning of baptism. Mystically, we share in Christ's life, death, and resurrection. We die with Him to sin, and we rise with Him to new life. So every day, that story of God's love, the saving death and resurrection of Jesus, is playing itself out in our own lives. We shared in it at baptism. We live in it every day. Do you want to be Jesus' disciple? He so clearly told us what it means. Take up your cross daily and follow me. So what does he mean? That to be his follower means to suffer a lot? Well, at times to follow Jesus does mean that we'll suffer a lot, yes. Does it mean that we must obey? Well, Christ himself was obedient even to the point of accepting the cross, so that's a part of it too. But if we're just going to bear our crosses and drag them behind us bitterly, full of resentment, then we can hardly say that we glory in the cross. We can hardly say that we're proudly lifting it on high. Do you want to be his disciple? Take up your cross daily and follow me, Jesus says. Take up that sign of God's love for the world. And fearlessly, patiently, joyfully share it, proclaim it, offer it to all you meet. Because it is the sign of our salvation. Living the cross, giving of ourselves out of love for others, is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Say that again. Living the cross, giving of ourselves out of love for others, is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Remember the love with which Jesus offered his very life for you as he hung upon the cross and proudly lifted on high so that others too may see and remember God's love for them. I read many years ago this simple instruction from a saint who was known so much for his love of the cross of Christ that he was named after it. St. Paul of the Cross. And over the years in my prayer, these few words have opened up the door for me to countless more powerful sermons than I could ever deliver. St. Paul of the Cross advises us, take the holy crucifix in your hands, kiss its wounds with great love, and ask him to preach you a sermon. Listen to what the thorns, the nails, and the divine blood say to you. Oh, what a sermon you will hear. Do not forget the works of the Lord.